Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into, and today we're going to hear from everyone's favorite, Will Smith.
Interview with Will Smith.
There's a person you want to be viewed as, and then there's who you really are.
Yeah, he pretty much told us that he's an asshole.
During an episode of David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, shot before that infamous Oscar slap.
Keep my wife's name out your...
Oh, wow.
Will revealed he saw a vision of his career collapse after ingesting the hallucinogenic drink ayahuasca.
Oh, wow. He's so cool. He tried ayahuasca. Who wants to shit themselves and have a panic attack?
All of a sudden, it's like I start seeing all of my money flying away.
Yeah.
And my career, my whole life is getting destroyed.
So this is...
I thought you were such a confident guy, though, Will.
Your fear
is my fear
in real life. And I'm in there. I'm just wanting to vomit and all of that.
Oh,
and
fun.
I hear a voice saying, this is what it is.
It sounds like you're living a healthy life, Will. Sounds like everything's working out and that Jada's a really good influence on you. Whoever you have is your significant other. Whoever is dating you, yeah. A lot of times that really will manifest itself into the things that happen. So if you're dating someone that's, or you're married to someone that you shouldn't be married to, you're going to have problems. But if you're married to someone that's not Jada Pinkett Smith, this probably wouldn't have happened. I'm not blaming it all on her, but Will Smith has definitely gone off the rails.
In another moment that has not aged well post-Oscars, Will gave David tips on how to fight.
I'm such a tough guy. Do you know I was in Men in Black?
Show me that. But don't hit me.
So he drops his right foot back.
So he drops his right foot back, and that's how you know that he's preparing to sneak the shot.
And that's exactly what he did to Chris Rock. Oh, that was a good time. Glad that finally went away. Oh, wait, we're talking about it right now.
Oh, wow.
And then, bang.
Oh, Jesus.
Your right hand right back.
That was frightening. Don't do that again.
Meanwhile, E.T. has a first look at tomorrow's new Red Table Talk episode where Jada gives telling insight into what she seeks in relationships.
To have control and to ruin everybody's life?
My thing was just not having protection.
Yeah.
That's my biggest wound that comes out.
Trust me, you don't need protection. Everyone's afraid of you and nobody wants to be around you. So at the end of the day, you don't really need security guards. No one has ever gone, oh my God, I want to hang out with Jada Pinkett Smith.
In all...
Besides Tupac.
My relationships.
Yeah.
Those women that you see and you think are so strong, there's this terrified little girl underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're pretty much saying that you overcompensate because you're not happy with yourselves. 856 49, Jada Pinkett Smith is the worst person possible. It's 856-494. I despise her more than anything. Speaking of celebrities, and speaking of people that I despise, because on this show, Happy Hour, I like to expose the phonies out there for years and years. Maybe this is just me talking, but we all thought celebrities had it made. We all thought celebrities were cool. We thought this and that about celebrities. And now we're kind of figuring out that they're all assholes.
There are two battles going on between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. The one inside the courtroom and the one in the court of public opinion.
And the other battle was him having to buy a new bed a few years ago.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Michelle Turner has the night off.
No, Michelle Turner's not here. No, how am I going to survive? I need Michelle Turner's reporting.
More fireworks on day 22 as Amber rested her case. But clearly, there's no rest for Johnny's fan base.
Here's the thing. They should, because 4th of July, I can't believe it's right around the corner. They should create fireworks named Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I mean, imagine that. You have these fireworks that are going off over and over again. You go, hey, that's Amber. Let me load up the sound effect here. I'm trying to do a bit. And that's Johnny Depp. And then they should have like a little firecracker that goes off. It's called Amber Bed Shit in the Bed. Amber Heard Shit in the Bed. This whole segment, you kind of got to appreciate that I loaded up a firework sound effect within 5 seconds. Was it the funniest material? Of course. 856 49 Hoppy.
Johnny rolled into court today in a black Escalade blasting Bob Marley.
Oh, he's so edgy and laid back, bro. I gotta skip over this because they're playing the music. The copyright rules are not very cool in podcasting.
I hear it might rain.
I don't even know what he just said. He's so coked out. He's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. He sounds like any deadbeat dad you'll see drunk at 2 in the afternoon on a Thursday at a dive bar.
I hear it might rain.
Those same fans taunted Amber as she arrived in a pickup truck.
Sounds about right. If she wasn't famous, she'd be one of those dudes. Well, she's not a dude. Not that we know. But she would be one of those girls hanging out with a dude that overcompensates that has a Hummer. She's pickup truck material.
Despite that, legal analyst Julie Rendleman says the drawn-out legal drama could backfire for both sides.
Oh, wow.
It is absolutely possible that both Amber Heard and Johnny Depp could receive zero at the end of the day.
I hope they do. I hope they get absolutely, positively nothing. They're both despicable human beings, and it's unbelievable how long this trial's been going on. And what's even more infuriating is I wish we could have saw everything with, I'm not going to even try to say her name correctly, Ghislaine Maxwell. I wish we could have saw everything that happened in court. But no, we got the 1970s version with cartoon drawings that didn't even look like her. That to me was the fishiest thing, is that this trial that doesn't involve anybody but Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, oh, it's all over TV, it's all over social media, but the one that involves sex trafficking and underage people being, you know, abused, let's just draw like a comic book. It makes you wonder how many people were involved in Pedophile Island.
The jury, by the way, can even decide that one or the other defamed each other, but they're still not entitled to damages. No.
And honestly, this was just Johnny Depp trying to be relevant, trying to save his name so he can get back with Pirates of the Caribbean. Because no one's really liked Johnny Depp recently. Who's gone, oh my God, he's so cool.
No one believes that Johnny Depp is here because he wants to make money. He wants his name clear.
I think he's there for money, too. Johnny Depp is not just there to just, you know, hang out. That's somebody who is siding with Johnny Depp. And here's how you know whenever you listen to any of the legal analysts. Here's when you know what their agenda is. If they side with Amber, they'll go, well, Amber Heard is a sociopath or a BPD. Borderline personality disorder and and Johnny Depp So that's a person who's siding with Johnny Depp. But then a person that's siding with Amber Heard goes, she may have borderline personality disorder, but Johnny Depp beat her. Like, you notice, like, whenever People report on it. The facts that are reported, you can kind of tell which way it's slanted, which way it's reported. I'm in the middle here. I think Amber Heard, I don't even think she's that pretty. And I'm not like judging women by their looks, but just the way she carries herself, man, it is kind of sounding a little rude, but you would just think she is just a beautiful woman. She is gross. And I mean, Johnny Depp too, he just looks washed up and pathetic.
In court, the focus was on Amber's role in Aquaman 2.
Oh, everyone's favorite movie.
It was radically reduced from what it was in the script and what she even trained for.
Maybe because she's not a good actress. This is the thing, too, is in this case, there's been a lot of like, oh, this happened in my career because of Johnny or because of Amber. And there's no accountability that it might have just happened because they're a little washed up, that people don't want to work with them. You can't blame everything on your ex.
Amber claims her screen time was minimized
because you suck at acting?
Because of an alleged smear campaign by Johnny.
You would know about smearing.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro. When I tell you they are the best around, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. All right. Here's all the info. Here's how it goes down. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555 with Dwayne, the mattress guy. Now, here's how it goes. You call him up, and you're already going to save 50 to 80% off on a bed. He's not one of those mattress guys, or he's just driving in his nice car, even though he does have a nice car, but he's not wearing his Rolex, even though he is a nice person with nice things. What I'm saying is he's there to actually sell you the best product possible and to save you money. You spend one third of your life laying in bed, hanging out, doing whatever. So you might as well be comfortable. And hey, if you're a single guy and you're trying to get out there and mingle now that everything's been opened, even though nothing was ever really closed during the quarantine in Florida. But if you're looking to finally find your one and only and you're so lonely, that's a quote from a Mariah Carey song that no one knows about, One and Only. Oh, I'm so lonely. But if you're looking for a significant other that you want to sleep with or whatever, you're not going to want to present them with a uncomfortable ass bed. No, get the hell out of here. You're gonna want to bang them out on something comfortable. Or if you're in a dorm or sorority or a frat house, it kind of goes the same way. But also, you're gonna need a good night's sleep if you have class the next day that you're gonna show up hungover to, you know? So trust me, everyone goes, sleep is the cousin of death, but you do need your sleep. And you don't want to go to one of those chain places that's just going to rip you off. So once again, Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. Tell Dwayne the mattress guy that you heard about it on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And for all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
So when I began this podcast today, I didn't really introduce myself. I didn't tell you what's happening. This is Hoppy Hour, also known as Hoppy Radio, also known as Hoppy in the Morning. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, and I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. For everybody that needs some humor in college, or if you're listening in prison on a burner phone, let me know. You can always contact me. Well, once again, let's get back to the celebrity news.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Next up, Conan O'Brien, the former late night host turned podcasting mogul, just landed a monster deal.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien has to be really happy about this. I mean, when I tell you that he hit the jackpot on this, I am not hating at all on how much money he got paid by Sirius Radio. Number one, I just couldn't believe that Sirius Radio had the money, which they have the money. They didn't pay Covino and Rich. They didn't pay Jason Ellis, all these other names. But then they come in and Conan comes in and he literally hit the slot machine for podcasting money. It is unbelievable how much he's being paid. And I'm not saying it's bad that he's being paid that much. I just didn't know he was worth this much in 2022. I'm just saying, A56-49-HOPPY.
Conan has sold his digital media company, Team Coco, to SiriusXM for a whopping $150 million. Dollars. Team Coco.
Can they let Carson Daly get the words out without them talking over him? He hadn't even read the report yet, and they're probably reading it off the teleprompter. And he's like, it's $150 million. And then they're like, wow, we're not going to even let you finish the sentence because we don't get along behind the scenes. Listen to this. You're supposed to respond after he's done reporting.
SiriusXM for a whopping $150 million. Dollars.
He couldn't even get the word $150 million out before they're like, what?
Team Coco is behind the comedian's hit show, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. That's the podcast, as well as 10 other popular podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to even hate. A lot of podcasts, I'm in some like podcasting groups, and everybody was hating on social media. And I'm like, that's such bad energy. You should be happy for him. He's a good dude. It's jealousy. Like, you're not guaranteed to make it big, blah, 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 da, da, da. Obviously, Adam Carolla said it best when he said the best way to get into podcasts is to get famous first. And Conan O'Brien definitely has a leg up on us with that.
As part of the deal, O'Brien will also produce a comedy channel for the radio giant.
I'm sure everybody's going to be rushing to get Sirius. People that listen to Sirius Radio are people that like get it in their new cars.
And stepping into podcasting space back in 2018. That didn't take long. Yeah. Amass a net worth of $100 million deal.
Carson, it's not that the 4 years was because he grew the podcast. I've been doing this podcast for 10 years, and I'm soon going to get my $150 million. But let me tell you, it wasn't like, oh, he grinded for 48 months and he did it. He's been working for like 40 years. Get out of here.
And just released his 180th episode. Can't wait to hear more from Conan, and congratulations on that deal.
It does not sound like he is being genuine at all. Because Carson Daly had, what was that show? Last Call with Carson Daly. It was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't wonderful. It wasn't funny. But it was watchable. It was decent. So you know Carson Daly is like, why am I not getting $150 million?
Can't wait to hear more from Conan, and congratulations on that deal.
Passive, aggressive. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
All right, we got one more. What is this, a Popstar marathon?
Yeah. This is Popstar
Plus. Any other news in the
Popstar Plus? Yeah.
Finally.
They don't sound like they like each other at the Today Show. The banter seems a little forced.
All right, we got one more. What is this, a Popstar marathon?
Yeah. This is Popstar
Any other
Plus.
News in the
Popstar Plus? Yeah.
Finally, Jeopardy. If you caught it last night, the Double Jeopardy round had one clue featuring some familiar faces you might know. Take a look.
Who?
TV for four.
In 2022, this show with Hoda, Al, and Savannah celebrated its 70th anniversary. Ryan.
What is the Today Show?
Correct.
Yeah! Let's go! Yeah!
We're relevant for once, even though Ryan Hoppy plays all our clips. We're relevant. 70 years of the Today Show. Ugh. God.
Wow. Record. We are shameless.
We want to bring Ryan on.
Who answered our question correctly.
Hoda's like, we need any guests we can get. Bring on some random dude from Jeopardy. That's riveting TV.
Ryan Long is his name.
Ryan.
He ended up winning the night. So
yes, as well you should.
Thank you.
Shut up, Al Roker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, way to go. Great work.
Way to go, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, you really made us proud. And now here's the reminder after every video to learn everything from the Today Show, not Google.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
You're welcome, Al.
Find your favorite recipes, celebrity interviews, uplifting stories, shop our favorite deals, and so much more.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we can afford all the things you guys sell because we're millionaires like you.
With the Today app. Download it now.
All right. 856-49-HOPPY.
And welcome back. Memorial Day weekend getting underway on Friday. And when it comes to travel, AAA expects it to be the busiest holiday in 3 years.
Duh, that was before the pandemic. It's like when a movie does really well in the box office and they're like, it's the highest grossing movie in 3 years. Like, yeah, things were shut down in 2020. Now, if you were to say since 2010 or 2005, then maybe you got some unique news there. But that's not that different. That's not that unique.
If you're among the millions who are driving to your destination, well, it is flat out impossible to...
That sounds fun.
...ignore those record gas prices. Here with everything we need to know and some ways to save, Vicky Nguyen, our senior consumer investigative correspondent. Always good to have your tips.
Good to be with you this morning.
So folks who are going to brave it and drive somewhere this weekend, gas prices are high.
Yeah, they are, especially in California and New York.
How high are we talking? What are we
so
looking at right
high.
Now?
You want to know how high gas prices are? Gas prices, I know you guys live it every day, but this is how high it is.
Smoke weed every day.
Hell yeah. Hell to the yeah. It is so bad out there.
It's going to pack such a wallop on your wallet. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gas right now in the U.S., $4.59 a gallon.
Jeez.
We are seeing the West, the Northeast, and Illinois being hit the hardest. In California, it's averaging $6.06 a gallon.
California prices make me laugh, especially in San Francisco, where it's like some places were literally $7. Like, you would think with how expensive California is, you would think with how pricey California is, with how over the top and douchey it is, that it would be this magnificent place. It was maybe until about 10 years ago. But now it's gross. There's homeless people everywhere. San Francisco is just crappy. I mean, California is so pretentious because they're like, we've made a name for ourselves the last 250 years that America's been around. So it's because we were cool in the 50s when you had like the Beach Boys and all of that making music. But nobody ever really wants to talk about how despicable California is. And right here is the best show on TV. No, not the Today Show. NBA on TNT with Inside the NBA, where Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, have you heard of him? Charles Barkley, have you heard of him? And Kenny Smith, you probably have not. Here is what Charles Barkley had to say about San Francisco, because he's not a big fan of the Warrior fans, so he's trolling San Francisco. Essentially, San Francisco is his new San Antonio, only he's not talking about fat women. But here is Charles Barkley on San Francisco.
You know the bad thing about all this rain? It's not raining in San Francisco to clean up those dirty ass streets they got there. You know,
say it again,
they need a clean, San Francisco, you know, it's a great city. But all that dirtiness and homelessness, y'all, man, y'all got to clean that off the streets. I wish it, because it's raining like hell down here.
Look,
it's,
that looks beautiful.
No. You go three blocks over.
The Pacific Ocean is
hey,
right
go
there.
Go three blocks over Cable by our cars. Hotel. Yeah. Go three blocks over by our hotel. It's raining. Don't it, man.
Yeah. Charles Barkley, man of the people. When he retires, we're essentially just done as a society.
with some counties reporting gas above $7. Think of it this way. A year ago this time, the average was $3.03. So that's not just fuel for your car. Jet fuel prices are up. Diesel is at a record, all-time record high, $5.57 a gallon.
There's no escaping it either. Feeling it, not just at the pump, but anytime you get that Amazon package delivered, or any delivery for that matter, a lot of those costs are being passed on to you.
Yeah,
what I really feel bad for is truck drivers, because like truck drivers, a lot of times, I'm not saying they don't know what they want to do with their life, but they're sometimes single men, and they represent a lot of my audience, and truck drivers are my favorite audience. And I know when you have an audience, you're not supposed to say you have a favorite, but mine's truck drivers. They are amazing. But there are a lot of times hardworking average Joes that are trying to, like, maybe they're going through a divorce or they got child support or whatever. Like, they got bills to pay. And you can make really, I know somebody that makes really good money. One of my listeners, he makes like $100,000. And like, think about when gas prices were cheaper and that. Like, I feel bad for them.
How many folks are we looking at this weekend in terms of travel? Is travel up over last year?
No, it's going to be down.
1 in 10 Americans is traveling for this Memorial Day holiday. AAA is forecasting 39 million Americans will either take to the skies or hit the roads.
And about 100% of the audience is bored with this segment because it's depressing to think about gas prices. So we're going to take a break.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the classiest, the most amazing, down-to-earth, caring, the badass MMA, martial arts, kickboxing, and Muay Thai trainer in the Bay Area. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best around, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., 2800 22nd Street North. And that's in St. Petersburg. For all the info, because you're going to want to get into shape in a short lifetime. And, you know, you're going to go to a lot of these other boxing places, and they're done by toxic masculinity guys that are going to play drowning pool, let the bodies hit the floor during your jump rope routine and workouts. It's kind of douchey. It's kind of lame. It's not really cool. But here's the thing. Here's what it is. When you go to Amir, because I was just having PTSD to a trainer I almost had for my first punch out, and he was like that, and he was kind of a douche. So here's my thing. Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the classiest around. He's the best in the Bay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com for all the info. ryanhoppyradio.com.
It offended me. I was like, why do people think? I just couldn't figure out why people thought that.
How to get under Khloe Kardashian's skin? Compare her to her famous sisters.
I'm not here to play games.
Coco appears on the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast and admits it irritates her when people pit her against her siblings, Kourtney and Kim Kardashian.
First of all, not skinny, not fat is the perfect body type. And second of all, then don't be a part of the family. Don't ever hang around. You're going to always be compared to your siblings because you got famous through your siblings. Make your own sex tape then. Do something. Can't put it out there.
I just think constantly just the comparisons, either with like the old me versus what I look like now, or even just comparing me to my sisters.
How you literally went through a real life Microsoft Paint job, a real life Photoshop job, from looking like what you did before to now looking like a Sims character. Yeah, it's kind of hard to not critique you, Chloe.
All the time, right? It's like, you guys, this is what we look like. Yeah. So I feel like you should know by now, right? Like, enough. Like, oh my God, I hear it all the time.
Oh, how do you survive with your money and your fame and keeping your ways of going back to an ex that's cheated on you with every NBA side chick? You're such a person of dignity.
The Good American founder also sets the record straight on...
She is a good American.
...plastic surgery rumors.
Of course you had it. You went from looking like one person to another.
People were like, I've had like 12 face transplants.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I have? I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive because you don't want to lie.
But like, it didn't bother me. Like, it offended me. I was like... Why do people think? I just couldn't figure out why people thought that.
Because you went from looking like one thing to another. And do you notice she's not saying that never happened? She's just saying why she's manipulating us. She's making us think it didn't happen.
Yeah. I've had one nose job.
Right.
That I love.
But how did you? Okay. But here's why the interviewer on this show, Not Skinny, Not Fat, I think it's Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings not being very talented. Who would have saw that coming? That sitcom was around for a while. Here's what I'm saying. A good interviewer would go, well, then why do you look completely different? But you're just kissing her ass and you're glad she's there.
But like, I would don't care to lie about it. Nothing but the transplant thing. I was like, I just want to understand why.
But you're not telling us if it's false or not. You're just dancing around it.
I don't know. Anyone could do a face transplant, but that sounds amazing later in life.
But this isn't the first time Chloe has reacted to accusations of altering her appearance.
Oh, no.
After the 37-year-old reality star appeared in a commercial filmed last year, one troll commented, quote, so much plastic surgery.
And then here's the thing, too. They act like, oh, we're empowered and we don't care. And blah, blah. And then they remember what one troll said.
And said, quote, she looked like an alien.
And when I think of, and this is not me trying to be rude, even though it kind of comes off rude. You know what she looks like at this point? She's like a sexy version of this character.
I had a funny run-in at the car wash today. You'll never guess who I ran into.
The witch who cursed you with a button penis?
Roger.
Hey, Jeff, how funny is it that you're the only one who can see or hear me?
I didn't know Chloe was a cartoon character.
Yoshi, our old gardener.
Oh, really? How's he...
You get the point. That's what she sounds like, too, probably during sex.
In true Chloe fashion, she quickly clapped back on Twitter, writing, sorry you feel that way. You have every right to block mute me.
And you have every right to not respond and give them the time of day. I came up with this. I had this awakening about trolls and haters maybe about a year ago, 6 months ago. They want you to respond because they don't like you and they're reaching out because they see that you have a little more clout than them. You got the same amount of time on the planet. You poop and you're going to either be dust that goes into the air if you get cremated or you're going to be worm meat. So like either way, they're no different than you. They're just prettier or whatever. So why are you letting the trolls get to you? You know, like... Because they're wanting you to respond. They're sitting in their living room and you're sitting in a mega mansion. Like, oh, but it doesn't bother us. But we're going to clap back. I love that term. I love when people say, I'm going to clap back. I go, don't even, the only clapping should be your cheeks, you know?
Some advice is great, but it's also not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah, just don't be passive aggressive and don't care.
It's a downside of living life so publicly with millions of social media followers. For years, the Kardashians have been accused of altering their photos.
Yeah, it is weird to think about when they have like millions of followers, like the whole population of like Chicago, that's how much they have.
I think for every sister, we have different
boundary levels.
Yeah, you don't really put it out there that much. You just change your complete look. And then Kim Kardashian, she put it all out there. Was it professionally filmed? No, but she did put it out there.
Remember this pic? Fans were quick to criticize Coco's feet and fingers, claiming she stretched them out.
Yeah, she did. Here's what I love about Khloé. Is haters will point out something that's completely obvious. Haters will point out something that's obviously there. And she goes, oh, it's not there. So she could be wearing a blue shirt with spaghetti sauce all over it. And maybe a few noodles that are like kind of there. Like she eats, like that's just an analogy, something that's completely obvious. And she would go, what do you mean I'm wearing a blue t-shirt with spaghetti sauce on it and a few noodles? And you go, that's what you're doing in a picture. No, it's not. I'm being artsy. Like she manipulates you into forgetting what you originally said because she's afraid to admit that the trolls are correct.
But Khloé fired back and said it was simply an artistic photography lens to give the shot a very specific look and style.
And the lens is called Photoshop. That's what I'm saying. Oh, we worked so hard on it. On what, looking like something else because you're not comfortable in your own body for some reason?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, Devin Prasad. You can see Devin Prasad at fitsagefitness.net and fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Okay, here's how it goes. Fitsagefitness.net. If you live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him anywhere. Anytime, well, not like overnights and he has kids, but he'll make time work. If you live in the Bay Area, you can work out with him. But if you don't, you can work out with him virtually. There's never a reason not to work out with Devin. For all the info, because you got to make it happen, Captain. You can't keep listening to me talk about it and not do it. For all the info, fitsagefitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. Call Hoppy now. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What up?
Listen to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And for all the info and all my sponsors and all the platforms you can listen to my podcast on, ryanhoppyradio.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And as a reminder, let me tell you about our affiliate. ZRadioLive.com. Z Radio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn. The best top 40 station around. Throwbacks, current hits, new music, and Hoppy Hour every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
My thing was just not having protection.
Yeah.
That's my biggest wound that comes out in all my relationships.
Jada Pinkett Smith has found the common thread in her relationships.
That she is a sociopathic dirtbag? Oh, it's everybody else's fault.
If we don't talk about it, we're not going to get to the other side.
Yeah, I'm banging my son's friends, which is kind of sexy.
In a preview for Wednesday's episode of Red Table Talk, Jada and her co-host, daughter Willow Smith, and mother Adrian Gammy Banfield Norris,
that's a long name for no reason,
sit down with Mother Hunger author Kelly McDaniel for a conversation on mother-daughter dynamics.
And you know that Kelly wants to be honest with her, but is afraid because she's just happy enough to be on the show. Because you can say what you want about her, and you can say a lot of things, but it's a popular show.
That's where Jada reveals the biggest wound that comes out most in her personal relationships.
HPV warts?
Lack of protection.
I've looked for craziest kinds of
protection,
and I don't have a really good sense of like what's safe and what's not.
I wonder what Thanksgiving dinner's like.
The reason? Her mom believes it all started when her mother, Jada's grandmother, died.
Yeah. So let's blame everybody else. Everybody else!
Environment. It was my addiction. She found her security through my mother.
Yeah.
Right? And yes. But when mommy died, that's when my addiction really took off.
So you're going to blame everybody else, but not taking the accountability? Got it.
She died when I was still in middle school.
Yeah.
11, 12 years.
And I get it. I get that trauma's there, blah, blah, blah. You know who else has had trauma that's lived a successful life? Oprah. I'm just saying you can fight through it. We've all had trauma, but that doesn't mean you can be a dirtbag to other people.
Mm-hmm. That's a really important time to feel secure and safe.
Yeah. That's when your womanhood starts.
Yeah.
They're talking about being secure and safe, but then you see every man that Jada's ever dated, and they don't seem secure, and they don't seem safe.
Yeah. And that's when she lost her security. My mother was her backbone.
Yeah. In that moment.
So something that happened 50 years ago, let's just let it manifest and just ruminate forever.
It impacted Jada's sense of security going forward.
I'm going to treat men like crap because my grandma died when I was 12.
And her house was safe.
My grandma died when I was 12, and I didn't treat people like crap.
Safe, yeah. Right. And so once she was gone, there was no safety. So then I went into the world and created my own safety, and that was crazy.
Yeah, having an open marriage and treating men like crap. Oh, you're so safe.
Opening up about personal truths on Red Table Talk should come as no surprise. Back in 2018, when the show first started, Jada told ET she wants viewers to walk away from the show feeling a sense of relief.
Yeah, we're glad we're not you.
No, and I'm hoping that it will give people the freedom also in their lives to find their truth and to have more courage to live their truth.
Oh, thank you so much, Jada. Because of you, we're all better off. You're such an angel.
Right. Because really, that's what this table's about. You know,
I've also banged a lot of people on here.
It's us finding our truth, sometimes discovering our truth, and having the courage to live that truth.
Oh, the truth. Never said a truthful thing the whole time you've ever been alive. You just say what you want people to think you are about, because you are a sociopath.
Oh, happy hot topic.
We've got some exciting news. We're launching our newest Today podcast. It is called Born to Rule When Charles is King.
Why not do one called Born to Be a Dirtbag? Why Prince Andrew got away with it? Oh, but the liberal media is protecting the royal family? That's never happened.
We've got some exciting news. We're launching our newest Today podcast.
Yeah.
It is called Born to Rule When Charles is King.
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. I don't get the royal family, man. I do not get, I don't get it. I don't get what the fascination is. I don't get why they matter. They're a bunch of creeps. I don't know why nobody has talked about Prince Andrew. Oh, but they're so cool. Even though they have no idea what a dentist is. Oh, but they're so cool. Prince Andrew. Why does no one do a podcast, a true crime podcast that's a popular genre? Do one on Prince Andrew. Oh, no, but it's about Prince Charles being the king. Cool. He also shits the bed, and he also is, I don't know if he shits the bed, but he poops. Everybody poops, and he'll die someday. But he's so old. He probably does shit the bed anyway. Like, they're no different than us. Who cares?
Who's hosting it? Our very own Keir Simmons.
Oh, we're so proud of you, Keir.
We'll explore Prince Charles's place in the royal family.
Helping cover up Prince Andrew. Let's talk about that.
How the stage is being prepared for him to eventually become king and the role of the monarchy in the modern world.
Yeah. Oh, the modern world. Oh, they're so in tune with the everyday average Joe in London.
To follow Born to Rule on Apple Podcasts, just scan the QR code that is on your screen and you can listen to a preview right now ahead of its premiere next Monday.
All right.
I love the comment section. Prince Andrew's a creep. But no, the liberal media will always protect him.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Okay, more like 45 years ago in a movie theater near you. The first Star Wars film blasted onto the scene.
Yeah, it did. It blasted.
It was Memorial Day weekend 1977. Gas prices, 62 cents a gallon.
Oh, wow.
Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope,
quickly
became the highest grossing film ever, surpassing Jaws, when it took in $775 million.
I'm not a big fan of it at all. I just don't get sci-fi. It just doesn't really vibe with me. My girlfriend loves Doctor Who, and I really want to like it. I just don't like it at all, and she says the same thing about what I'm into. But we love each other. But what I'm saying is I am just not into sci-fi. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that $775 million is no walk in the park. That's a big deal.
In box office,
especially 45 years ago,
this is worldwide.
And the prestige of being able to say you've seen Star Wars is something akin to royalty, really.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And adjusted for inflation, A New Hope racking up $1.5 billion in North America alone.
Oh, wow. I don't get it. I've always wanted to like it. I think it's because I didn't see the original ones because I wasn't even alive. I was like negative 17. That's 45 minus 28 is 17. I'm good at math. Even though I'm about to be 29, so it could be 16. I can't believe I'm about to almost be done with my 20s. But what I'm saying is I grew up with Jar Jar Binks, so that might be why I despise it. Even though the pod racing games were pretty fun on Nintendo.
Prior to its release, 20th Century Fox had little faith in the movie.
Yeah, I can see why. It's a little out there.
But moviegoers proved them wrong, lining up and camping out to see the film again and again.
There had to be a little bit of swagger with George Lucas when he went to 21st Century Fox afterwards and was like, told you, bitch.
So now, after 45 years, several sequels, prequels, and spinoffs, how do Star Wars superfans celebrate the launch of the multi-billion dollar franchise?
By continuing to be nerds.
Star Wars Celebration getting underway this Memorial Day weekend in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
The event billing itself as the ultimate fan experience.
I don't care anymore. You can go there if you want. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
He never holds back.
I don't.
And he speaks his mind.
Oh, I do.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Next up, Time Magazine. The publication has released its annual 100 Most Influential People list. Some of the honorees include Simu Limo, Mary J. Blige, Zendaya, each of them landing their own cover or special edition on...
I love that Mary J. Blige is having a comeback. She was great in Power 2, Ghost on Stars, which is you can get on Hulu. Man, that's a good series. And she was good at the Super Bowl. She's just really good. I'm glad she's getting a second run.
Time. Not everybody is thrilled with their loved one being featured. There's Mila Kunis. She scored a spot on the list in the artist category, but her husband, Ashton Kutcher, has something to say about it.
Why can't I feature my side chick?
Ashton joking on Twitter, writing, Dear Time Magazine, I already lose every argument I have with my wife. You just had to do this, didn't you?
Do you notice this? Like, they don't let, like, Carson Daly finish anything he says. Because you could barely hear it. Listen to this. This is him reading the tweet. Here's how a show should go. You, like, Galvin's news is perfect on the bone. Galvin reads it, and then everybody responds. You never hear the Celtic crew talk over Galvin. Listen to this. He's reading the tweet, and everyone's like, ha, ha, we're not going to let you finish, Carson. No one ever has.
I already lose.
I haven't even began reading the tweet, but here's what it says. Dear Time Magazine, I already lose every argument I have with my wife. You just had to do this, didn't you? Yeah, Mila Kunis seems like she wins every argument. You just kind of bow down and go, oops. Speaking of oops.
Tonight, the wife of WNBA star Brittany Griner is breaking her silence with our Robin Roberts. Sherelle Griner speaking with Robin. Brittany Griner was detained in Russia for allegedly trying to bring hashish oil into the country.
Allegedly, it was, okay, whatever. We don't even know how to use that word. I feel really bad that this happened, but man, you got to be careful. You got to like know the rules for marijuana. Some people, the boomers in other countries, they're not cool about weed. I'm cool about weed. You know what I'm saying? but what I'm saying is I wouldn't bring marijuana if I was in Russia. I would just behave and look to the ground and go through security. But there she is bringing a hashish oil pen. Dummy. And I'm not trying to be rude, not trying to be a shock jock. I'm just saying there was no common sense there. And the other thing that's funny about it is two things. First of all, you broke the rules. If any other American did this, they'd be screwed. But, oh, you're playing the WNBA and you have one of the first ever dunks. Cool. Second of all, here's the thing. I'm not going into an anti-Biden, pro-Trump thing, but we got to give Trump credit that he got all the people pardoned. He got people out of jail at times, blah, 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 da, da, da. This is what happens when Sleepy Joe's in office. If Trump was president, and I'm not a Trump fan, I am not a Biden fan. I haven't voted since Obama 10 years ago. But let me tell you, so I don't side with anybody. I hated Clinton. I hated Trump to a point. I despise Biden with all my heart, so I'm not siding with anybody. But Trump was good at getting things like that done. Joe Biden doesn't even know that he's awake.
Following the release of former Marine Trevor Reed, Griner's wife telling Robin she wants Brittany to know she has not been forgotten.
She kind of has. She's not been forgotten by the WNBA fans, and she's not been forgotten by her family, but I've moved on. Our president's moved on. Our whole Congress, every senator, everybody's moved on. No one's helping her. I just feel like if this was 2 years ago, Trump would have got her out and been like, hey, blah, blah, blah. No one would give him credit.
Has it been comforting to see all the WNBA courts with BG42?
With all
the
five
logo
fans there?
On all the courts.
Yes, but I think more specifically, it comforts BG. Things like that matter. Like, it has her hopeful. It lets her know she's not forgotten. Mm. And, like,
she's not. Oh yeah. It's just the entitlement. Like, why would you bring out of anywhere Russia? A lack of common sense. Marijuana will do that to you.
Obviously, you know.
And I'm sorry this happened, but it's like, why would you mess with Russia?
Well, you're sitting over there in your country, they haven't come to your rescue yet. I know that it makes her feel good. And those small moments, like, I know, give her some type of hope.
Much more of Robin's moving interview with Sherelle Griner tomorrow morning, right here on Good Morning America.
Oh, we'll be sure to watch it. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Rihanna is loving being a mama.
Hell yeah.
A source spoke out to People telling the publication about how the Fenty Beauty founder is enjoying life since she welcomed her first child with ASAP Rocky on May 13th. Mm-hmm. Being a new parent is, of course, an adjustment, but they are doing great. Their baby boy is healthy, and Rihanna is just in awe of him. She really was so excited to be pregnant. She loved it. Meeting her son was, of course, extremely special too. Rihanna barely leaves his side. She is a fantastic mom. She wanted to give birth in LA since she has a big house with a yard.
Oh, wow. Please brag more.
She enjoys sitting outside with her baby.
On our private yacht.
The source told the publication. News broke last week that Rhi and her rapper Bo had welcomed their bundle of joy. Per TMZ, who is first to report the news, the little one arrived on May 13th in Los Angeles. But further details, including a name, are not yet known.
And it doesn't need to be known. It doesn't really change or impact our life whatsoever.
The couple announced they were...
You're a creep if you really need to know. Like, people were like, Ed Sheeran didn't announce his baby name. Who cares?
Expecting an instantly viral photo shoot back in January.
Yes.
And Rihanna went on to flaunt her growing bump in multiple stylish outings throughout her pregnancy.
God, that was pretty sexy.
Access last spoke with bad gal Riri in February, and the superstar gushed about how she was embracing the fun of dressing for her baby bump.
Mm.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Finally, a reporter that knows how to use a microphone.
So much.
You literally are changing the game with maternity fashion. How much fun is it dressing up with the baby bump and everything?
It's a challenge, but I enjoy a challenge. So that's the fun in it. Figuring out first what fits, mm-hmm. and then go from there.
Yeah, you know, she saw a lot of the clothes and was like, damn it. And then she saw it. She was like, maybe I can borrow some of some of ASAP Rocky's side chick's clothing.
How could we make it cool?
Yeah. You know, I love the announcement photo that you posted, and I felt like the world was rejoicing.
All I want is a celebrity news reporter to go, it was an okay announcement. Do better.
Happy hour.
Be honest.
Happy
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When I tell you that he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. And if you have to wait a few days, don't worry. It is worth it. I am telling you, it is worth it. I'm a man of my words. RichKBarber.com. This has also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in the whole wide world. Banners, yard signs, business cards, whatever you need printed up, go to WestchasePrinting.com, Westchase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Here's how it goes. You were already going to get hooked up with a great deal, but when you tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour, you're going to get hooked up. And if you want to sponsor Happy Hour, we are in the midst. I don't even know how to say it anymore. I need to quit talking. No, I should keep talking. I'm amazing. We are working on getting a sixth sponsor. And if you want to join the Happy Hour family, all you got to do is email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. All right, we're going to come back and wrap up everything right after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nook fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, for all the info on all my sponsors. RyanHoppyRadio.com for all the archive of every interview I've ever done. RyanHoppyRadio.com for every Hoppy TV episode. HoppyRadio.com. Here's the other thing.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's happening? I am on every single platform that has a podcast. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, GeoSavan, Mixcloud, Odyssey. Search up Hoppy Radio. H-O-P-P-E Radio. All right, let's finish this up. We got a few more things left.
No! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has checked himself into a treatment program following a recent relapse.
That sucks, bro.
On Tuesday, the band released a statement on Instagram explaining that Steven relapsed while recovering from a recent foot surgery. Quote, "As many of you know, our beloved brother Steven has worked on his sobriety for many years. After foot surgery to prepare for the stage and the necessity of pain management during the process, he has recently relapsed and voluntarily entered a treatment program to concentrate on his health and recovery."
And it sucks when, like, you hear people that were sober relapsing because you're literally rooting for them.
As a result, the band is putting their upcoming Las Vegas residency on hold until Steven gets better.
You know the crew's not happy about that. But I will be honest, they all look like older women. It's bizarre.
Quote, "We are devastated that we have inconvenienced so many of you."
All the middle-aged women.
"Especially our most loyal fans who often travel great distances to experience our shows."
The middle-aged women.
"Thank you for your understanding and for your support for Steven during this time."
You are welcome. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. This next headline, I don't have enough time to read. My life's too short. Khloe Kardashian defends Tristan Thompson. Yeah. While she was on a podcast defending him, he was banging another side chick. All righty. First on the Kardashian wedding.
Rob Kardashian skipped his big sister's wedding extravaganza.
Devin Booker, when he was hanging out with Kendall, he looked like he wanted to as well.
But he has his reasons.
I don't like my family.
I'm not about the whole, like, theatrics and stuff.
I gotta skip over this because they're playing music, but I can see him not really being a person that wants to go there.
We're tied the knot in Portofino, Italy.
Okay. We're just, you know, living our best lives.
That's good.
Yeah.
But
that was really well said. If you could ever wonder what an average Kardashian quote, it would sound like this.
You know, living our best lives. Yeah.
But well fans said. Couldn't help but.
A real philosopher.
Notice Rob missing at the big affair. Well, E.T. has learned Rob decided not to go because he wanted to avoid the paparazzi. A source tells us, quote, he likes to stay out of the limelight.
Yeah, he didn't really try to sign up for this.
Adding that he feels more comfortable at low-key family events where he can be more under the radar.
And I get it. 856 49 Hoppy.
Meet the Barkers. Kourtney Kardashian is taking her new husband's last name on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool. That's so edgy.
Kardashian star now boasts the name Kourtney Kardashian Barker.
Oh, but that's just the name. She should change the username to Kourtney Barker. That would be really edgy and wild.
With a heart on fire emoji on her profile. The update came just one day after the Pooch founder tied the knot to Travis Barker in a romantic ceremony in Portofino, Italy on Sunday.
Dude, every dude there that's at the wedding looks miserable. Devin Booker looked miserable. You know he's knowing he's going to get all this hate. Oh, you didn't care about the Suns, but you cared about the wedding. He's like, I don't want to be here. And then you see Rob Kardashian not wanting to go. And then the dude that was literally doing their nuptials looks miserable. It looks like it was a terrible time.
It seems Kourt is excited about the new addition to her surname.
I would assume. 856-49-HOPPY. We're doing speed round here. Kylie Jenner roast Kendall. Ha, your boyfriend choked in the finals. Well, the playoffs, not finals. It's Kylie walking up some stairs at this huge mansion and being filmed. I got to skip over this because of the music. Honestly, this probably doesn't even matter. There's probably too much music in this. So I guess they were joking around. They were probably very drunk and Devin's just like, man. If only I didn't choke into playoffs. Ah, whatever. I was going to play something about Apple. It's something about Apple looking to make their phones outside of China. The only thing Apple needs to work on is making sure their cords don't break. I literally take care of my cord like it's my own baby, and it's starting to tear apart, and I'm like, man, I don't know. It bothers me. All right, this has been Happy Hour. I have done an hour and 2 minutes of content for you because I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane neck grind in life. If you are listening today on Wednesday, May 25th, 2022, I will be on to Mike Helta show tomorrow. If you're listening afterwards, let me know how it sounded. But I am out of here now. Bye-bye.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that.